A young child's life is full of milestones. The time frame for potty training and walking may vary, but for introducing solid food, doctors recommend waiting until a baby is at least 6 months old. A survey by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicates A young child's life is full of milestones. The time frame for potty training and walking may vary, but for introducing solid food, doctors recommend waiting until a baby is at least 6 months old. A survey by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicates as many as 40% of mothers asked gave their infants cereal or baby food prior to 4 months of age. Marianne Merrick is a registered dietitian with St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. She says babies ready to eat solid food need to have adequate muscles in the mouth and neck. Parents can look for signs like these.
Opens their mouth for their spoon, the up and down munching kind of movement, sits with support, you know, and again, the good head control, can use their hands to grasp objects, can swallow liquid, that kind of thing.
Feeding solid food too soon can lead to health problems in babies like obesity, eczema, and celiac disease. Parents may introduce solid food early to help babies put on weight or sleep longer. Merrick says it's not a good idea.
So they think if they give them cereal in their bottle that they'll, you know, feel satisfied, they won't wake up. There's no studies that support that.
The study in the journal Pediatrics found those who fed their babies solid food early were more likely to be young and less educated. Researchers found formula-fed infants were about twice as likely to be introduced to solids early compared to breastfed babies. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.